So it was my pleasure last weekend to go over towards Godalming, Guildford sort of area, and welcome back 110 amazing cyclists, all riding for the Halo 250. Now, if you've not heard of the race before, it was the sixth time that this event has gone on, and it's all raising money for a charity called the Halo Project, which support young people with a learning disability on their journey into and through adult life. Now, it was an incredible experience for me, the very first time that I've been to one of these events, and to see 110 riders making their way over the finish line was a sight, actually, particularly on the journey that they'd been, but also to see some of the people from the charity, the people that run the charity, the people that the charity support, and so many families down there was just incredible. Now, the ride itself is over 3 days. They start up in Putney and then make their way down to Portsmouth, my hometown, which is brilliant. Then they do on the second day a leg throughout France before coming back on the ferry to Portsmouth and making their way back up to Guildford, which is where we met them on Sunday afternoon. 250 miles in total is the route. It was quite an incredible ride for them and quite tricky at times. I know that not all of the riders made it back with that final peloton, but they raised an incredible amount of money. I was very lucky to speak to Anne Kenny, who was the director of the charity on the day. I'm speaking with Anne Kenny, who is the director of the Halo Project. Anne, great to have you here today.
Great to be here.
So obviously the riders have made it over the line now. A great sense of relief for you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's a really massive thing to try and achieve, 250 miles over three days. There's obviously ferries to do as well, and there's always the possibility of some accidents, that kind of thing, or injuries. So it's always good to see they're finally here, they've all got back safe and well.
Fantastic. And of course, the Halo 250 is a big, big fundraiser, the biggest of the year for you guys. What do events like this mean for you as a charity?
Yeah, it definitely is the biggest fundraising event we have. So it's a major event for us and really important one. We have to raise 80% of everything we spend on services. We have to fundraise. So this is a really significant amount. Today they've already raised 77,000 by the time they get in. It's not too late to donate, so people can still add to that total. But across this year, we'd have to fundraise about 400,000. Pounds. So it's a really significant contribution. And there will still be some money coming in after today.
And what will the money that's raised, say, 77,000 more to come, what will that money do for you as a charity?
So we're able to put that towards all of our different services, whichever needs help, basically. And we do a variety of different services to work with young people with a learning disability from 16 to 35, and really building their confidence, giving them life skills, supporting them into maybe training or even employment in some cases, but also helping them sort of navigate their way into an adult life and to be as independent as they can be.
Fantastic. Very, very worthy and local cause as well.
Absolutely. We're based in Guildford, but we support around 170 young people right across Surrey. And of course, through that, support their families as well.
Well, big congratulations for today. An amazing achievement for the charity. And I'm sure you'll have a nice rest now that it's all done.
Thank you very much. And just to say thank you to 110 riders who actually cycled and fundraised, and all their friends, families and neighbours as well, for contributing to the fantastic total so far.
So that was Anne Kenny. She's the director of the Halo Project. And she did a fantastic job. She was there at the finish line down at Clock Barn Hall, said near Godalming. It was a fantastic atmosphere down there. It was a party. You know, it was a party to welcome them back over the finish line. A big barbecue there for the riders and for the families. Some fantastic music on some ukuleles. An amazing group playing there at Uke Jam, they are called. But the other people that were on the ride as well, the patron of the charity and the number one rider was Damon Hill, ex-Formula One driver. He did a fantastic job coming back over. But the first person that made it back over the line was actually a tandem, which was incredible to see. Nick Ivel, who was on the tandem, he is actually somebody who has used the services of the Halo Project in the past. He has a learning disability and he has done a fantastic job making his way through life. So it was an absolute privilege for him to be driving that tandem and finishing and crossing that line first. Some of the other people that were riding included some of the parents of children who use, or young people who use, the service, and George Willis, who was one of the two event organisers, as well as Mark Foxwell from GM Recruitment. And both of them had a fantastic time organising and taking part in the event.
So I'm here with George and Mark, part of the event organising team behind the event. Great to see you guys. George, obviously you riding in the race this year.
Yeah, I was riding this year. I've had the last 2 years in a support vehicle. I thought I'd get back on the saddle and see what that was like. Not sure that was the best idea ever. But anyway, we're back and it's been a fantastic 3 days.
Yeah, it's been a really good race. We've been following all the coverage on the way. What was it like for you being part of the support team as well, backing these guys up?
Well, it was the first time for me in the sport team, having ridden for the last 5 years. So I had a kind of rider's eye view of it in the past, but as a crew view of it this year, it was fantastic to see everyone getting involved, getting support, getting motivated. Everyone was smiling the whole way around. A few grimaces here and there, but on the whole, everyone really enjoyed themselves.
Doing well. And obviously for you two, it doesn't just start on that first day. It's a big process beforehand, helping with the organisation. How hard is it to put something like this on and together?
It's not particularly hard. It's just a case of getting into it, having a system, having a plan, having a programme. Mm. The process will start in the next 2 or 3 weeks when we start booking the ferries for the next year. Wow. And putting the pre-booking in for that. And then there's a big gap, and then we start really putting the work in from next January. But it's a system, it's a plan. We've been doing it now for 6 years. The thing is, we hope to be getting better every year.
Mm. And it's going to be the Magnificent Seven next year, I heard.
It's the Magnificent Seven next year, followed by the Perfect Eight. We're finishing with a Perfect Ten.
Fantastic. And to work with a charity like the Halo Project, what does it mean to you to be involved with such a fantastic organisation?
It is a fantastic organisation, and it's has some fantastic people within it. But more importantly, it's got some fantastic young individuals that the charity supports. For me, it's the involvement that we have with the young adults. The help that we can give the charity and the support that we can give the charity is enough.
To get involved. Well, well done, guys, both of you, for your involvement with this. I know it's not been an easy 3 days, but a big well done for everything you've done. Indeed, it was fantastic to speak to George and to Mark, as I say, part of the organisation team of such an incredible event. Big congratulations to all of the riders who made their way around the course. If they finished or not, they still did an amazing job. And as we said earlier on in the feature, £77,000 and still counting, the amazing amount of money that they have raised. It will be back next year, the Halo 250. And if you want to find out more information about the event itself, you can find them on Twitter at Halo250. Big thanks to Anne and to George and to Mark, all of those who let us interview them this year, and we'll be back, hopefully, seeing you in 2018. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.